Sukkaberg Bay's Mishnah test. Kol Shivas Hayam Adam Osa Sukkaso Keva Ubeso Arai. All 7 days of Sukkah, a person is supposed to make the Sukkah his permanent dwelling during those 7 days, and his house should be temporary. So the Rav explains, what does that mean? It means that if you have nice kalim, nice beds, and things like that, you should bring them all into the Sukkah. Taisenta brings the Braisa, that also means that a person should be eating, drinking, and hanging out in the Sukkah, and it should be his main place of living. Yordu Geshamim, if it starts raining, Me'emasai Mutal Fanus, when is one able to leave the Sukkah? Mishetisra Chamikba. When the mikvah, which is a type of like porridge, it's in between liquid and solid, those types of foods, when liquid would go into them, that they would be ruined. Tisrach here means ruin, like the Rav says, and it means this way in other places too. It doesn't always just mean spoiled, it could just mean ruined as well. The Rav says, what we mean here is the type of porridge, or a thick soup, that would ruin the fastest, which is one made out of like beans or lentils, those ruin the quickest. So if such a rain would ruin that porridge, one's able to leave the sukkah right away. And the reason that one leaves is it's teshvu kein taduru, and just like a person that's in sar from the sukkah is pater min ha-sukkah. If there's flies, bugs, bees, if it's freezing, things like that, he's pater from the sukkah. So too, the rain is the same way. And like the Magen Avraham explains, that if anybody can make an assessment that if he was in the house and he had these conditions, he'd be leaving the house. So too, it's the same din by the sukkah. Mashal mashal. So there's a mashal. L'maha davar dama. What is this like when it rains? L'eved shabo limzog kos l'rabo. It's like an eved that's coming to pour a kos for his master. V'shafach lo kison al ponov. And the Gemara goes into who's the one that's spilling it onto who. So the Rav goes with the daya that the master is the one that spills the drink right onto the face of the eved that tries to pour his master. In other words, what the master is saying to the eved is, I don't want your service. So to hear the Geshamim, it's as if Kaviyachol Hashem is pouring the drink back onto the face of those that serve him, saying that he does not want to be mekabel their maaseim beratzon.